The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it is Steven Schleicher, and in this installment of Munchkinland, we've got Steve Jackson Games in 2013, the top 40 products by dollar, and Munchkin Adventure Time. It's all coming up on the Munchkin Minute. Thanks for downloading this episode of the Munchkin Minute. This is Steven Schleicher for Majorspoilers.com. We were off last week. Thanks, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. I know we did. We played lots of games around the Major Spoilers HQ. Some with family, some with friends, but all good times. Last week, or actually about a week and a half ago, Steve Jackson Games released their stakeholders report for 2013. It seems like it's a long time coming. It's halfway into 2014, and they've finally gotten around to releasing their 2013 executive summary. There's a lot to go over in that, and I think it's somewhat important. One of the key highlights is that in 2013, the print run of the core Munchkin set was 130,000. That's a pretty good deal. Warehouse 23 continues to pump out good products. Then there were some not-so-good things. There were some personal disasters for people at Steve Jackson Games. Austin's Onion Creek overflowed on Halloween Day last year, and that caused a lot of disaster for many people working at Steve Jackson Games. And it set Steve Jackson himself back for a while, even though he was going through some other things. And one of the things that has happened... Officially, Steve Jackson is taking 6 months off, and Phil is going to run the company. This is what's over in the executive report. He says that he's been doing that for months already. Andrew will run Munchkin, Gail will run the numbers, and I expect them to try some things that I would not have tried, says Steve Jackson. I expect they will succeed most of the time, too, and I hope that when I come back, I will be a bit shinier. And that is some reports from Phil as he writes the report from 2014, and that is as of August 31st, I want to say, somewhere at the end of August. Some other news that came out of this executive report that I thought was pretty cool, the top 40 products by dollar volume. Now, we're not going to go through all of them. We'll go through the top 10, and we'll go in reverse order. So number 10, Munchkin Cthulhu. Number 9 was Ogre. That's the designer edition. Number 8, Munchkin 2, A Natural Axe. Number 7, Munchkin Apocalypse. Number 6, Munchkin Zombies. Ogre, the Kickstarter edition, which Steve Jackson Games is committed to finishing up that. Number 4, Zombie Dice. So we've got a couple of Munchkin expansion sets that made it into the top 10 so far. What I found interesting were the top 3. Munchkin Legends, number 3. Munchkin Deluxe came in at number 2. And the core Munchkin set, as I said earlier, 130,000 copies sold, was number 1. So that's good. And a lot of people playing Munchkin, and I'm glad that so many of you over the last 2 years that we've been doing Munchkin Land, if you look, we're coming up on episode 100 very quickly. I'm glad so many of you have been playing that game. What am I banging around here now? Oh, what am I opening? I am opening, just arrived today from USAopoly, based on the Steve Jackson's Munchkin game. It's Munchkin Adventure Time. Now, you can get this from USAopoly. I got mine from GameStop. So what do we got in here? This is a little bit different. You're going to do some character creation. Card management. Everyone's character starts at level 1, and each with special powers is described by their character card. Munchkin characters are exclusively male or female. So ignore the gender-based stuff, and your character's gender starts as the same as your own. So make sure the appropriate side is facing up for your character. Look at your starting 8 cards. Wow, this looks interesting. You've got character stats, you've got levels. Of course, we already know about the levels. That's kind of cool. We do have some cards. I'm going to open those up. They're actually quite oversized. They're even bigger than the portal cards. And we've got Finn, you get a +2 bonus against monsters level 10 or above. Fiona gets a +2 against monsters level 10 or above. Jake, you may discard 1 card each combat for a +2 bonus to either side. Cake is the same way. Princess Bubblegum, one-shot items you use that give a bonus to combat strength are worth an extra +1 bonus. Marceline, or Marceline. You get a +2 bonus against any monster with the color red on it. Use your best judgment. And then they're talking about the card itself. And an extra +2 bonus for musical instruments you may have equipped. Marshall Lee, same way. Lumpy Space Princess, you get a +2 bonus when in combat alone. Same way with a Lumpy Space Prince. Lady Rainicorn, you have +1 to run away. You may draw a door or treasure card when you loot the room. Ooh, that's kind of nice. Flame Princess, you may choose to have your attacks count as Fire Flame, and you get an extra +1 bonus for items that already count as Fire Flame attacks. And then finally, BMO, you get a +2 bonus against monsters against level 10 or below. And of course, BMO ignores all the gender stuff, so you can use either side of that card. And what else do we have in here? We have some dice, and oh, the dice, instead of, for those of you that have Steve Jackson games, normally you know that there is the little Munchkin logo for the one. Here it is Jake takes the number one slot. There's some faces here. I'm trying to figure out, oh, that's just a divider. And of course you've got your cards, and the cards are very much different. The cards on the front say Munchkin Adventure Time. And of course they look like treasures, they look like doors. It's gonna be pretty obvious, you know, which ones come from the Adventure Time set, because they don't look like standard Steve Jackson games cards. And the art is not your typical art. It follows along with the Adventure Time art. But you got +2 bonus shiny red boots, +1 bonus bear hat, +1 bonus glasses of Nerdicon, +2 bonus flame sword, +2 bonus usable by musicians only, a viola. There's some good cards. There's a bunch of one-shot items in here. Then you get some monsters, like level 4 Shark and Science Cat, level 4 Hug Wolf, level 6 Fire Wolf, level 6 the Guardians of Sunshine, and so on and so on. Let's read the Guardians of Sunshine. Guardians of Sunshine enter the main brain game frame. They get a +2 for each digital device on the table when they enter combat. So I take it that means your iPhone, your Android device, your recording device. Holy crap. If we play this, and we will, we're going to have to make an exemption for recording equipment. Bad stuff. You must act out the combo move up, down, left, left, right, right, down, spin down, up, left, right, left, down, spin up, down, jump, or lose. Get this. Lose 3 levels. Ow. So there you go. A little sneak peek at Munchkin Adventure Time, which just came into the Major Spoilers HQ today. Got home from soccer with my kids, went outside to get the newspaper, and there sat a little box. A little box came in with Munchkin Adventure Time. All right, everybody. I'm glad everyone enjoyed Cards Against Humanity. It was a lot of fun, I will say that, but oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I know a lot of you are asking us to play it again. We will play it again, I promise you. But I won't be saying when we're going to play it. You're going to have to keep downloading and listening to the show week after week after week. All right, that wraps it up for this installment of Munchkin Land. Once again, thank you for sharing this episode with a friend. Thank you for heading over to MajorSpoilers.com and using that Amazon link to make all of your purchases. A little bit comes back our way. And this episode of Munchkin Land is being brought to you by our Major Spoilers VIPs from around the world. This is a special members presentation. We thank them for their support. If you want to get in on this action and ensure that we're able to continue to do shows like this week after week, month after month, year after year, then you might want to become a member too at members.majorspoilers.com. And until next time, it's not cheating if you don't get caught.
Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.